Hey Rockstar, welcome to another episode of Random Musing. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, let's talk about people. Yeah. People, human beings, we're an interesting bunch, to be honest. We are a mismatch of all kinds of things. Some sides are good, some sides are ugly, some sides are bad. And I've been thinking about it, to label a person good or bad usually entirely rests on how you have interacted with them, either passively or actively, you know? That's why you find that a group of people will say, oh, so-so person is bad, and some other people will say, no, this person is good. It largely depends on how you've interacted with that person. And the funny thing is, even the people that you think are either good or bad can come up once in a while and surprise you. And then you go, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I didn't think that was possible. Like, I didn't think that person could behave in that manner. You know, I mean, even look at the spouses that we marry. Like, you marry somebody, for example, my husband. There are some times that he does something and I'm just like, who is this person? Do I know this person? Why is this person acting all mean? And in that moment, I'm reminded of something my mom always says to me. And that is the fact that whoever did something to you that really hurt you could also potentially do something someday that would make you inherently so happy. And whoever it is that's been doing something that's been making you so happy can also come up one day and do something that really, really hurts you. For me, I have now decided that when I'm interacting with people, when I'm interacting with people, or when I want to judge a person's character, I look at the sum total of my interactions with them. If the sum total of my interactions with them, the positive outweighs the negative, then I believe, okay, this is a positive person for me. But if the sum total of my interaction with you borders on the negative, then I know, okay, this is somebody that I'm going to stay away from. But I also make excuses for them in such a way that I say to myself, this is just my experience of this person. It is possible that to other people, they might not be that way. And to be honest, it's really helped me to see things from a different angle. And to also sometimes just not care so much about what people do to me. And also to remember that sometimes when people behave in a particular manner, it kind of has nothing to do with you. They might just be dealing with their own battles and they are projecting that onto you. And that is something I have had to learn. It is a difficult learning process, but I'm still on it. At the end of the day, I think people are interesting. But on the other hand, I also think that we're very complex. And is why, no matter how you feel about a person, always try to leave that little gap where you can make an excuse, whatever it is that they've done or whoever it is that they've presented themselves to be. Yeah, that's the end of my rambling for today on Random Musing. Thank you so much for listening and have yourself a really good day ahead.